That's the Screaming Jets with Better on Oz Made. It's Matty Garwood playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. My friend Marie and I, we were lucky enough to catch up with frontman Dave Gleeson ahead of the Red Hot Summer Tour. Check it out.
It's Matty G and Marie, and we're now joined by rock royalty, Mr. Dave Gleeson. Oh my goodness. I was going to say congratulations.
Congratulations on your life, Dave. We're sitting here in awe. Of what you have achieved, and you're still absolutely rocking it. And we're looking forward to you coming down and rocking Tassie again for the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Yeah, mate, it's a must-do destination now. Over the last few years, we've done it, and it's always fantastic. The Red Hot Summer Tour, 10 years old this year, is probably the best lineup they've ever put together, and, you know, I'm on it.
My gosh, you certainly are. Touring for this with the likes of James Rain, The Living End, Baby Animals, Killing Heidi, Boom Crash Opera as well, and then your name sort of thrown in there. Like, this is huge.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, to have Hunters and Collectors at the top of that bill, a great get for them, because Hunters, as anybody knows, have really probably only done one tour since they pulled the pin in the early 2000s. To get them guys is a fantastic coup, and it's now gone out to 27 shows around the country. So an amazing thing to think that 10 years ago he started off with four bands and did six shows, and now he's got all these bands that we're doing 27 around the country. It's unreal. Lucky enough that between the Jets and the Angels, I'm pretty well constantly on the road. So that's kind of a good thing, because it's different now than being on the road back in the old days. If you did a 6 or 7 week tour, you'd probably pass through home once or maybe twice during that period. But as it is now, you do your Saturday, Sunday, you go home, you be normal, look after the kids, take them to school, do all that stuff. Not like you get lost in this endless cycle of touring, so it's much easier to look after yourself. It sounds old, doesn't it? You think, oh, you should be out there getting on it and going nuts. I try to put as much energy into a show as I've got. Our first manager told me that he saw in excess for a dollar. They used to have a thing called the Dollar Rage in Newcastle.
Wow.
And on a Tuesday night, you can go and see up-and-coming bands. The crowd didn't really like them because they thought that Michael looked, you know, a little bit skinny and all that. All the stuff that they threw at him, they missed him because he was moving around so much. And he said, always make yourself a moving target up on stage. I've taken that with me through my whole career. And the energy of the music with the Angels is just phenomenal. There's nothing I can do about it. I have to go off like a frog in a sock when I'm up there.
Now, Dave, are there any songs that you ever get sick of playing?
Not really. I mean, the thing about the crowd favourites is you get the biggest reaction for them, and that's what we're up there for. We're up there for a clap, and as great Angus Young may or may not have said, I'll poo into my hand and throw it into the crowd if it's going to get a clap. So, with the Angels, I've been with them 8 years now, so it's kind of like about keeping the legacy alive of the music they've created, but also making it exciting in a way that even people have heard many, many times and heard the songs a thousand times, that it still kind of gets them pumping and going. If I go and see the Stones and they don't play Satisfaction, I'm not going to be satisfied.
So, Dave, how do you find balancing both the Angels and the Screaming Jets?
Oh, it's been really good, actually. When I started with the Angels in 2011, the Jets were kind of in the middle of a couple of years off, so it was all concentrated on the Angels. But then when the Jets came back on the road, the lucky part was I've got the same agent, so there's no double bookings. I just have to delineate between the two. Jets, with the Angels, I'm a subcontractor, so I do as I'm told. And the Jets, I'm the top dog, or well, one of them, and we'll do as we wish.
Well, Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and the Angels, we are very much looking forward to the Red Hot Summer Tour going right around the country. We'll chuck the details up for everyone at ozmaderadio.com.au.
No worries. It's been an absolute pleasure, and yeah, can't wait for summer to start. That's what I can't wait for.
Same for us here in Tassie. Thanks so much again, Dave.
Thanks for your time. All right, bye.